Hello, listeners. This is Sarah Safransky, Social Media and Collaboration Manager at CDM Media. Today, I am speaking with Rich Bruckner, President of Inside HPC, a blog that distills news and events in the world of high-performance computing. Inside HPC is a CIO Cloud Summit, CIO Summit, and CIO Life Sciences Summit event partner. Rich has more than 24 years of marketing and communications experience in high-performance computing, with marketing roles at Cray Research, SGI, and Sun Microsystems. Welcome, Rich. Thanks for taking the time to speak with me today.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Derek.
For my first question, a report by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics claims that big data has the potential to become the next frontier for innovation, competition, and profit. Do you agree with this statement?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, this, people are talking about this big data trend. It's going to be sweeping, and as long-lasting as organizations of all sizes are attempting to utilize all this information they're accumulating about us every time we surf the web and go on Facebook and click on Groupon, they want that information because it will help them increase their efficiency and their effectiveness as they try to market to us.
What is the biggest challenge that companies face with regards to big data?
For many organizations, I think it's simply getting to the point where they can easily use their data is a big hurdle. I mean, a lot of companies have data in silos, so it's what they call unstructured data, where it can't be easily accessed. So, for example, let's say that you logged into a system and you did it five times over the course of a year. That might be kept in a little text file somewhere or a set of files. But if you wanted to access that and cross-match it to every time you use your credit card to use that particular system, or which times did you buy something, I mean, this is where big data is pulling these little pieces of information, like little needles in the haystack, and correlating them. This is what's really exciting for these organizations.
And what industries do you believe stand to benefit the most from big data analytics?
Well, I think it's difficult to say which industries have the highest benefits, since benefits vary radically across, according to how well it's implemented, you know, market dynamics. If you look at, like, the healthcare industry, for example, this is really a place where analytics can vastly improve effectiveness. They can reduce costs. If they can draw correlations to, people that take preventative medicines or these kinds of things or participate in certain behaviors, they can connect the dots and save lots of money. So, really what we're talking about is helping these companies establish best practices that they can link to profit, that link to efficiency.
And what technologies will play a significant role in helping companies deal with these large amounts of data?
Well, HPC technologies come into play because of the vast amounts of information we're talking here. Petabytes of information across different data centers in different locations, right? So to get that kind of information in one place quickly, you need high bandwidth interconnects, which was pioneered in HPC, and you need efficient, fast storage, which is something the HPC people have been using for years. The trick, though, I think, is that it really isn't a hardware question. It's really about getting efficient software, and things like Hadoop, which is really an open source tool, are really enabling like small companies to access this big data, because now they can use cloud resources, things like Amazon Web Services, to do the compute piece, use these open source software pieces to find the needles in the haystack, and then put it all together for business intelligence.
Again, I was just speaking with Rich Bruckner, President of Inside HPC. Thank you again for speaking with me.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.